Here's a thought about the problem with wide-angle lenses. The fundamental act of composing a photograph is determining where to put the frame. That's a combination of where you stand, what focal length lens you use, etc. But in its essence, what you are doing is eliminating 99.99999% of the world so that you can focus the viewer's attention on just those things that you want to include in the composition. So the fundamental act of composing a photograph is eliminating the unnecessary. The fundamental essence of a wide-angle lens, and particularly an ultra-wide-angle lens, is to include more stuff. So, to a certain degree, a wide-angle lens works in opposition to the best practices of composition because it wants to jam more and more stuff into the photograph. It's tricky. It's very tricky. But when it works, a wide-angle and an ultra-wide-angle lens has the ability to create tension in a photograph that simply can't be done with a normal lens or a telephoto lens. And maybe that's the key, is to look for that kind of tension between the objects that are very near and the objects that are very far. Hard to do. They are the most difficult lens, I think, of all to use successfully, particularly the ultra-wides. But when it's done right, they are fantastic lenses to make some really powerful images.